There they are. The FAA finds pipistrelle in Italy. The FAA proposes an AD for Cessna 172 fuel systems. And the Sudanese aviation director resigns after a tragic accident. This is Aero News for Thursday, August 23rd, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. It was just about 48 hours ago that ANN broke this story, based on the email Pipistrelle USA master distributor Michael Coates sent to ANN, chronicling his efforts to convince the agency that its Taurus 503 LSA airplanes, bound for the U.S. market, were being manufactured in Italy, and that as such they could be certificated to be sold and operated in the United States. As you'll probably recall, the FAA said it was unable to locate the manufacturing facilities claimed by Pipistrelle using Google Earth, and cited that as one reason that it would not authorize the import of the motor gliders into the United States. Well, late Wednesday afternoon, the agency relented. The FAA issued a brief statement that will allow Pipistrelle to get back in business in the good old USA, saying, quote, "Earlier this year, Pipistrelle's Italian-based light sport aircraft subsidiary submitted an application to the FAA for special LSA airworthiness certification on a Taurus 503 motor glider. The FAA wanted to ensure that the application included sufficient proof the aircraft were built in Italy. We now believe we have sufficient evidence that the aircraft are manufactured at the Italian facility. We will contact Mr. Coates of Pipistrelle to resolve the remaining issues." The statement goes on to say, quote, "In describing the various aspects of our inquiry, staff anecdotally indicated that the Pipistrelle LSA SRL facility was not visible on Google Earth, but that was not an official factor in considering the application," end quote. I don't know about you, but it sounds to me like someone at the FAA finally realized they needed to update Google Earth 98. The FAA is proposing an AD for Cessna 172R and 172S airplanes with an installed engine fuel return system modification kit. In January 2012, the FAA issued AD 2012-02-02 for certain Cessna Aircraft Company models 172R and 172S airplanes. That AD required inspection of the fuel return line assembly for chafing, replacement of the fuel return line assembly if chafing was found, inspection of the clearance between the fuel return line assembly and both the right steering tube assembly and the airplane structure, and adjustment as necessary. That AD resulted from reports of chafed fuel return line assemblies, which were caused by the fuel return line assembly rubbing against the right steering wheel tube assembly during full rudder pedal actuation. The AD was issued to detect and correct chafing of the fuel return line assembly, which could result in fuel leaking under the floor and fuel vapors entering the cabin. This condition could also lead to a fire under the floor or in the cabin area. Well, now, the FAA believes the same hazard can exist in the 172R and 172S models, even if equipped with the engine fuel return system modification kit, and the proposed new AD would apply only to those aircraft. Comments must be received by the FAA no later than October the 4th. The official in charge of the Sudanese Civil Aviation Corporation has offered to resign following an accident that fatally injured 32 people Sunday. Among those lost were one federal and three state ministers. The aircraft, a chartered Antonov A-26, impacted the side of a mountain in poor weather conditions and exploded. The officials were on their way to a religious service. The Sudan Tribune reports that the SCAC minister, Mohammed Abdel Aziz, tendered his resignation Tuesday to President Omar al-Bashir. It was not immediately known if the president had accepted the resignation. Abdel Aziz said the incident was, quote, "a national disaster," end quote, which required him to step down. An airplane that went down in a lake in the Adirondack Mountains last Thursday lost its propeller in flight, according to a New York State police official. The aircraft, which was based in North Carolina, was flying in support of a Vermont Air National Guard training exercise conducted out of Fort Drum in Jefferson County, New York. The Boston Globe reports that the airplane was an experimental home-built Jabiru. North County Public Radio reports that State Police Captain Francis Coots said the plane was flying at about 6,500 feet en route to Rome, New York, when the propeller came off during the flight. The pilot, Benjamin Brown, issued a mayday call and managed to successfully ditch the plane in Gull Lake in a remote region of the Adirondacks. The pilot and its passenger were able to exit the airplane after it came to a stop and were reportedly standing on the shore when they were picked up by a Vermont National Guard Apache helicopter. The plane was recovered, and it is being examined. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood on Wednesday announced a $6.8 million grant to rehabilitate the primary runway at Boise Air Terminal Goen Field in Boise, Idaho. The secretary made the announcement during a visit to Boise. The runway 10R28L rehabilitation project will extend the useful life of the pavement and improve it to provide more traction for aircraft landing and taking off in wet weather conditions. Runway 10L28R will be used during project construction, which is scheduled to begin later this month. The airport expects to complete the project by November of this year. When AeroNews continues, going down in the right place at the right time. A new master plan for America's fuel stop. And the music of the night in space.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We continue now with Aero News for Thursday, August 23rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. The U.S. Coast Guard went to the aid of a pilot whose plane went down in the Gulf of Mexico about a mile west of Hernando Beach, Florida, on Wednesday. The FAA received an emergency distress signal at 11:15 Eastern Daylight Time and contacted Coast Guard Sector St. Petersburg Watchstanders for assistance. The downed pilot swam from the wreckage to a nearby marsh where he called 911, reported his location, and requested assistance. According to a Coast Guard news release, an MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crew from Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater arrived on the scene at 11:45 Eastern Daylight Time, hoisted the man, and transported him to the air station where he was released in good condition. The incident is under investigation by the FAA. The Associated Press reports the plane was a Piper Arrow. Petty Officer Michael Denise said that the pilot told the 911 dispatcher he had just seen the Coast Guard helicopter and asked simply if it would return and pick him up, which it did. The Salina Airport Authority has approved a short, medium, and long-range master planning process for the Salina Regional Airport. In action taken Wednesday, the Board of Directors accepted a grant agreement from the Federal Aviation Administration for $475,182 to cover 90% of the project's cost. The new master plan will detail an operations strategy for airport growth and provides a framework for future development that is cost-effective, meets the needs of airport users, tenants, and the local community, economic development, and complies with federal aviation and environmental regulations. The study is expected to be completed in about 1 year. As America's fuel stop, the Salina, Kansas Regional Airport annually supports approximately 6,000 business jets that use Salina for refueling on cross-country trips. A former city councilman in Tenasket, Washington, Ed Jeffco, remains missing after disappearing July 24th while flying his kit-built Glass Air from Tenasket to Sequim, Washington. He was making the trip to pick up a family member when the plane went missing. Authorities mounted a search when the plane was reported overdue. More than 100 flights were conducted over Jeffco's presumed route of flight, but no evidence of the Glass Air or the pilot Ed Jeffco has been located. No flight plan had been filed for the VFR flight. Jeffco, 72, had been a city councilman in Tenasket and, according to the Okanogan Valley Gazette Tribune, had remained active in the civic arena. He had been a pilot for 40 years, and the Glass Air was described as his, quote, pride and joy, end quote. The official search was suspended July 29th. However, hikers and backpackers in the region are still being asked to be on the lookout for Jeffco or his airplane. British singer Sarah Brightman may be the next space tourist to visit the International Space Station, reports Reuters. Brightman, who rose to fame starring in the original London and New York cast of The Phantom of the Opera, visited Russia about a month ago and received the approval of a medical commission to begin training at the Cosmonaut Training Center. Brightman was once married to composer Andrew Lloyd Webber. If she makes the journey, it would be scheduled for 2015 at a cost of about $20 million. She would also be the first paying passenger since 2009. It seems extra seats have become scarce as Russian hen's teeth, since the U.S. scrapped its shuttle fleet, leaving only the Russian Soyuz capable of making the journey to the space station. The late John Denver had once hoped to fly on the space shuttle, saying he hoped it would inspire him to write a song. Personally, I hope Brightman has other goals in mind. While I've no doubt the journey would be inspiring, it's hard to believe that she or anyone else could write anything more moving than the Phantom's Music of the Night. So, before your senses abandon their defenses, helpless to resist the notes I write, let me just say thanks for listening in the day or in the night. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.